Very good. With that, we will move to item 22, strategic marketing UC dashboard data presentation. We did. Oh, we did that one.
Yep.
I apologize. That's okay. 23, Custer State Park Resort lease.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can everybody hear me okay this morning?
Yes, we can.
All right. Well, good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. I'm Sean Blanchett. I'm the Business Administrator for the Division of Parks and Recreation. Wanted to provide you all with an update on the prospectus for Custer State Park Resort's concession opportunity. The last time we visited with you was back in March, when we presented you with our recommendations for that prospectus for advertisement to the public. Which was approved. That prospectus was issued on March 10th, with a deadline to receive proposals of last Friday, June 5th. We did have what I would consider a very successful solicitation. We received four proposals in response to that prospectus. Those proposals coming from U.S. Hotel and Resort Management, who is our current concessionaire out at Custer State Park. And as well as proposals from Live Hospitality, from Zantara Parks and Resorts, and from Explore US. So we've begun the review process, was kind of aligning some resources and some staff to go through, review, rank, and recommend, ultimately recommend a final selection for award, which that final piece will come in October, but there's some steps that we're going to go through here in the next few months. This process will involve GFP staff, not just from the Division of Parks, but key relevant staff that we believe can lend some valuable perspective on some of the selection factors in selecting these or in ranking these proposals. The commission will have representation on this review team, as well as our consultant, CHM Government Services. So I provided a book document. You can see it. I don't need to go through all that, but, you know, word for word. But essentially, we have five selection factors in that prospectus, and we are going to internally establish review teams for each one of those selection factors. To develop some scoring and ranking of those individual factors, then to be built into a composite score for each proposal. Again, that review team will involve GFP staff, our consultant, and commission representation. The consultant's role will be, while we are reviewing these internally, we'll have our consultant doing their own independent review of each entire proposal, so that when both groups have completed theirs, we're gonna join up together. We're gonna collaborate. We're gonna compare our internal results with what our consultant has come up with to make sure that everybody's on the right track and to truth test what we're coming up with. You know, our deadline for those reviews and those scorings are going to be around July 1st. We want to use the remainder of the month of June to get that done. The reason being is that the next step then is bidder interviews, and we need to score these to you know, essentially make a decision as to which of these firms will be awarded an interview for their proposal. We want to do those in person here in South Dakota, whether that's in Pierre or Rapid or Sioux Falls. But we need to allow firms to establish travel time and to be able to plan for those. So we want to make sure that we give them the time to do that. Interview team, similarly, will also have representation from GFP staff, representation from the commission, as well as a presence with our consultant that we have hired to guide us through this process. You know, interviews will involve general questions to all of them. And each interview then will also include questions specific to their organization and their proposal. Once we complete interviews, the group will then finalize the recommendation for proposal selection sometime in August in preparation for your September meeting, where we will bring forward our recommendation of contract award. After the September meeting, Then we will begin our contract negotiations for final language to be then presented for final contract award at your October meeting. So, you know, we have a lot of steps. We've reached a major milestone here, but as you can see, there's still a significant amount of work to be done. And, you know, meetings are going to be scheduled as early as next week and through June to help accomplish this. And so that's the process we've laid out. Again, I think, you know, the overall message is that, you know, when we first issued this back in March and we talked to you folks back in March, we came forward with what we felt was a competitive and very attractive offer. And I think the fact that we've received four proposals confirms that for us. So again, a lot of work to be done over the next couple of months. But with that, I would open it up to any questions that you might have.
Any questions or comments for Sean? Seeing none here, Sean, I just want to thank you for the clear description and instructions on how this will play out and the expectations of everyone involved. So thank you for that, your work on that.